A key part of the agriculture industry is changing. The labor shortage that many farmers have complained about for years is not a shortage anymore. The federal government has made it easier for agricultural workers to enter the United States with a visa known as the H-2A. NPR's Ted Robbins found those workers arriving in southwest Arizona just as demand for their services drops.
Mike, who else?
It's 5 a.m., pitch black outside, except for the street lamps lighting about 10,000 Mexican lettuce pickers waiting to enter the U.S. It's a daily scene during the winter season at the port of entry between San Luis, Sonora and San Luis, Arizona, near Yuma. But Ana Dina Cardenas Alvarez is here for the first time. She's part of a group getting their H-2A ag worker visas. It took 3 months and cost $400, but she says it was worth it.
People have told me here you can make $50 to $70 a day. There you can barely make $50 to $70 in a week. That's a big difference.
Today, though, there was no work. The grower who was going to hire her only needed half the number of visa workers he thought he would. Janine Duran is executive director of the Independent Agricultural Workers Center, a nonprofit which connects workers with growers.
Due to the economic situation in the country, the farmers in this area have planted up to 40% less, so there's been less of a demand for farm workers, and there was just about enough demand to be met with the local domestic farm workers.
But that's a misleading label. The U.S. government considers anyone who can legally live in the country to be a domestic worker. In this case, Mexican citizens with a green card. These workers choose to live in Mexico because it's cheaper. In the last few years, green card holders have made up only about 15 to 20% of the farm workers crossing, according to one customs officer. This winter, he says that number has shot up to 60%. Paul Muthart is general manager of Pasquinelli Farms in Yuma. He says it's one more effect of the recession.
These folks who otherwise would be on a roof or in a kitchen, or making a bed, or back in the ag field.
Workers like Felix Valdez. Valdez got his green card back in 1985, when the federal government offered illegal workers amnesty. He worked in the fields, then he found a better job in construction. That's the typical pattern for immigrants. But now, he's back in the fields.
No more construction. Maybe in March, may he come back work, you know, maybe.
During the Depression, a lot of Americans who had left the farm returned to the farm.
That's University of California agricultural economist Phil Martin. He says what's happening now is not just immigrant labor moving back to the fields, but fewer immigrants leaving agriculture in the first place.
I like to think of the farm labor market as a revolving door in a big department store. People enter. On average, they stay less than 10 years and they leave. I think that the major thing that's happened is that door is turning slower.
Or it's not turning at all. By the time it's light out, the Yuma workers have been taken by bus to the fields. They start picking the seemingly endless rows of romaine, butterleaf, and iceberg lettuce, stooping to pick the heads, then using knives to chop off the root. It's obviously hard work. Janine Duran says that's a problem. Most of the domestic workers here, the green card holders, are at least 50 years old.
And mostly with 30 to 40 years and even more working in the fields. So they are not able to produce as well as a younger workforce might, and there is no other workforce in the United States.
So more H-2A ag visa workers will likely be needed when the recession ends. For now, though, older so-called domestic farm workers and former construction workers will take the jobs. Unless things get so bad, U.S. citizens are willing to move across the country for 5 months' work in these lettuce fields at $350 a week. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Been looking here at Ted Robbins' photos of migrant workers preparing to board buses to work in the pre-dawn hours in the dark. You can get a look for yourself at npr.org.